John 21, verse 25, the closing verse to this gospel. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. John has just said, verse 24, that he has written down this historical record, and his testimony is true. But he's only made a selection of the things that Jesus did. Indeed, we know in chapter 20, in verses 30 to 31, John has explained Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe, that you may continue to believe, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Jesus did many other things as well. So this is then Jesus Christ, the full picture. The full picture of Christ, but it's impossible to give. John says so. Even his actions, it's impossible to summarize them, to capture them, to reduce them to paper. It's impossible even to contemplate them to their full extent. This is what John is saying. Jesus is so glorious, so exalted, supreme, unique. Colossians chapter 1 speaks of it. Paul runs out of words, I think, in trying to explain the preeminence and the glory, the fullness of Christ. And I think John is saying the same thing here. Hebrews 11:32 says much the same, that there won't be time enough to explain about all the faithful. So we are being told that Scripture is but a selection of the glories and works and wonders of Christ. We mustn't be frightened by this. It's impossible to put the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean in a thimble. Is it possible to capture the glory, the fullness of Christ in thought, word, or on paper? Of course not. But the punchline is, it comes throughout this gospel. It comes throughout Scripture. The punchline is that the Scriptures are written to reveal supremely Jesus Christ the Lord to us. That's what John is saying here. That's what I've written about. I've selected these signs, these miracles of Christ, to show you the glory of Christ. But it doesn't stop there. It's not merely to show the glory of Christ, to speak of Christ. As he says in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, and he's been saying, in the words of Christ, throughout this gospel, it's believing. It's receiving. He opened in chapter 1 with those who received Christ, believed him, welcomed him, trusted him. And he goes on right to the end, quoting Christ, showing that Christ is always revealing himself and calling for men and women and young people to trust him, to believe. 20, 31, and in chapter 21, in verses 19 and 22, it's believe, follow. These things are written so that there's far more to Christ than we have here. It's beyond our thought. But what is revealed, friend, brother, sister, unbeliever, is written that we might believe. So I say to all believers listening to me, let us look into our Bible. What for? To see Christ. To see Christ for our salvation, not only in our initial justification and positional sanctification, but for all. Our assurance, our progressive sanctification, our glorification, our growth in grace, and so on. Paul will write to Timothy towards the end of the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. the Scriptures are able to make wise unto salvation, for they reveal Christ. Unbeliever, that's the point for you. Look into the Bible, yes, but I don't say that, but you might stop there. See Christ in the Bible, yes, but don't stop there. Don't just assent to him. Don't just look at him. The whole point of the Scriptures and the preaching of the Scriptures is that you might trust him. Wouldn't it be wonderful if on this last verse of John's Gospel, some poor sinner in the world somewhere might hear me and come to look to Christ and be saved? There wouldn't be room enough in all the world for the books that would have to be written to display the glory of Christ. But is there room in your heart, my friend? In your mind? In your will? Your heart? Your life? Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. The whole world could not contain the books that would have to be written. There's no mind can grasp the fullness of Christ. But Christ will dwell with the poor, believing sinner, with the contrite. God is infinite, but in Christ, by his Spirit, he dwells in the weakest believer. What an encouragement for us, brother and sister. Let us go on looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for all things. An unbeliever, will you begin to look now? Look for salvation, and never take your eyes off of Christ. Christ, the full picture, will have to wait for glory, and even eternity will be too short to explore all the riches that are in the Lord Jesus Christ.